we are trying to discover novel or new tools, and mainly environmental friendly tools, simply tools that can be used by the farmers. And we think that this insecticide impregnated nets, very simple to use, and they've been effective in protecting human beings against malaria, but also they can protect also the livestock against tsetse flies and other vectors or nuisance flies. So we had the trials in Kenya, but also there's another trials ongoing in Ghana, and the results are very promising.
How will animals be protected by these nets?
You wrap up the fence where the animals stay, normally a zero grazing animal. That means that you bring the food to the animals. They don't graze, they don't roam around. By staying in that area, which is protected by the net, are protected against the insects, and we think also this net can protect the animals against the ticks that can transmit a lethal, a deadly disease, which is the East Coast Fever in Kenya, for instance, in Uganda, in other countries in East Africa.
These two diseases that you are trying to prevent in animals, how significant are they when it comes to losses for farmers?
Oh, very significant. For instance, in Kenya, in the small dairy unit, we have an increase of the milk production from 2 liters per day to 4 or 5 liters per day. So we can double or even triple the milk production. We have reduced also the cases of mastitis, which is an infection of the udder, by 40-50%, and reduced the disease transmitted by the vectors by 90%. The farmers also, they have the impression that also the nets are effective against mosquitoes, and then they reported to us there are fewer cases of malaria in their villages. In the trial that we are conducting on the coastal area of Ghana near Accra, the capital of Ghana, we are protecting the pigs against the bites of the tsetse flies, and then mortality has been reduced to zero. From a mortality rate of 30-40% in piglets, now the mortality rate is null. There is no mortality anymore. And the price of a piglet at a 6 weeks old, before the intervention, the price was approximately $15 per piglet. Now is $35 per piglet because they have a better weight gain due to the effect that we control the disease transmitted by the vectors, mainly trypanosomiasis.
You seem to have had very good success in your trials. Do you foresee this use of treated nets being rolled out in other countries in Africa?
We carried out 3 training courses, one in Kenya, one in Burkina Faso in West Africa, and the other one in Ghana. And we invited representatives of neighboring countries. And so they went back in the hope that they can spread the use of this technology. By the way, in Ghana, the government has been informed about the technique, and there will be a national workshop to inform nationwide the farmers of the availability of this new technology to protect their livestock.
And what is the cost to the farmer in terms of accessing this new technology?
For the time being, the cost is about $1.52 per meter or square meters of mosquito net, but we are thinking to be able to reduce the cost if the material is ordered in a bigger quantity, obviously. We are working with the private sector and with the private veterinarians to establish an affordable market for the farmers to buy the mosquito net impregnated with insecticides.
Most of the dairy farmers in Africa are very small scale. They probably just have 1 or 2 cows. What impact do you think this new technology would have on the incomes of small scale farmers?
For instance, the small scale farmers in Kenya, the impact so far has been that with the extra income they get from the milk, they can pay the school fees of the children, and then they can afford to pay for the electricity in their home. So I think even if you have a small-scale dairy production unit with 1, 2, or 3 cows, the impact is enormous on the livelihood of the families.
What exactly is a farmer required to do in order to be able to protect the animals with this new technology? What is the process?
The process is very simple because the net is already impregnated. They don't have to impregnate themselves. They have just to protect themselves when they install the net. They have to wrap the fence, which is normally a wooden fence, to stick the net to the wooden poles, and that's it. And then it can last for almost 1 year. If it is properly maintained. So it's a very, very, very simple technique.